networking infrastructure.
Point-to-point solution.
Welcome to JNews, where the J means Juniper, and the news is information you need to make informed decisions to advance your company and your career. JNews is an insider's look at the industry from the industry's leading innovator in transforming the business of networking. You'll hear trends, hot news, and interviews you can't get anyplace else. Thoughtful, provocative, accurate, and always relevant. In this edition of Juniper Networks News, correspondent Carol Wilson speaks with Roger Burkhart, Chief Technical Officer of the New York Stock Exchange.
I would be delighted to get out of that business.
Then we'll have an exchange with Oracle Outsourcing President Tim Cho concerning enterprise applications.
And I think it's quite simple to explain really what the challenge is in front of us.
And Juniper Networks Vice Chairman, Chief Technical Officer and Founder Pradeep Sindhu discusses a humanistic approach to innovative technology and how to break barriers for true benefit.
Without these global standards, the Infranet vision cannot be realized.
Give us 10 minutes and we'll make it worth your time.
Hi, this is Carol Wilson with JNews, and I'm talking with Roger Burkhart, the Chief Technology Officer for the New York Stock Exchange. Roger, I understand the New York Stock Exchange had built a state-of-the-art IP network and then chose to build its own private network, which you call Safety. What prompted you to take this approach, and could you describe Safety for us?
Well, Carol, that's absolutely right. We had rolled out a private multi-vendor IP network in the year 2000, and what caused us to have to go and build our own network infrastructure on top of that was the events of September 11th. Where we discovered that there was weaknesses in the route diversity in the central office infrastructure, which meant that many of our member firms lost all connectivity to us. And they shouldn't have had that experience because they all had two supposedly diverse routes into our two separate data centers. But we discovered that within the business practices and the topology of the central office infrastructure, in many cases, they lost both connections because of the loss of a single central office in downtown Manhattan. So we looked for a commercial solution that would provide us guarantees of route diversity. Our large member firms, who are some of the largest financial institutions in the world, also worked with us to try and find an off-the-shelf solution, and we couldn't find one. So what we had to do was to build a solution ourselves, where we commissioned leases on fiber optic connectivity, with contracts that guaranteed the route diversity of the connectivity. We installed Juniper equipment in our access centers, which we chose to locate in carrier hotels to provide a full multi-vendor interoperability. And then we operated this network, which has multiple rings to ensure that we can lose carrier hotels or other pieces of the total configuration and still guarantee that the network will be there and so that the stock exchange will have a full participation by its member firms.
What are the limitations of this private network approach?
Well, the network meets the needs that we have from a technical and resilience capability very well. The issue was that we really didn't want to be in this business. There's a significant capital cost to setting this up with long-term leases on fiber optic connectivity. It's a very demanding management and technical management task to set it up and run it. The team have done a great job doing it, but quite candidly, I'd rather have that team focused on other applications that are more directly value-add business applications as opposed to infrastructure. So that's really the biggest issue, which is we really didn't want to be in this business. The other issue is that because we're setting up these access centers ourselves, we haven't opened them up in absolutely every city. And so although we've covered 85% of our member firms with a local access center, there are another 15% who still have to commission a long-line connectivity into the access centers. And so that provides them with a little bit more work to do than they would like.
Okay, so this is really creating some business problems that you would like to be able to solve in a different way, it sounds like.
Yes. As I said, we built this private infrastructure because we absolutely had to have the reliability. It's central to having an exchange that people can have faith in, that its network is sound. And that's been the case for New York Stock Exchange going back to the 19th century. And we couldn't buy off-the-shelf connectivity that provided the resilience and the route diversity that we needed. So we'd love to put this problem on someone else's back.
If you could create the perfect network that a service provider could offer you, what would it look like?
Well, it's always nice to dream, eh? We would love to have the ubiquity of the Internet. Everyone is connected to the Internet, everyone that we do business with. It provides a lot of flexibility, provides a low cost of entry and low cost of operation. But we would, in a perfect network, have all of that plus some service guarantees that we need for our business. One of them is the one that I've mentioned, which led us to create our own infrastructure, which is this auditable route diversity, so that if we have a terrorist attack or we have a natural disaster, we know that the other routes will still be in place. But we would also need bandwidth guarantees. Some of our applications require a certain level of bandwidth to be able to get market data out in a timely fashion. And they also use certain standards on top of basic IP, one of which is multicast. We use IP multicast for market data, and that would be another requirement we would have. So if we could have our cake and eat it, we'd like the low cost and flexibility and ubiquity of the Internet, plus various service levels on top of that.
And if a service provider made that kind of network available to you, would it be enough to convince you to no longer operate a private network?
I would be delighted to get out of that business.
Roger Burkhart, CTO of the New York Stock Exchange, we thank you for your time.
Carol, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Hi, it's Carol Wilson again. Recently, I spoke with Tim Cho, the president of Oracle Outsourcing, about what his company needs from service providers. Tim, let's start off by having you explain exactly what Oracle Outsourcing is.
Oracle Outsourcing is a service we provide to our enterprise customers, which says, rather than you manage the availability, security, and performance of our software, we will do it for you. And we'll do it whether it's at our place, what we call at Oracle, or whether it's at their place, what we call at customer. Today, we have about 250,000 users coming in from private networks around the world, as well as an unknown number of users coming in through the public Internet.
Okay, so this software delivery model allows you to provide software in a directly online manner, correct?
Yeah, I think some people have referred to this as ASPs, as software as service, as on-demand computing. I think all those are applicable. I think quite simply what we've done is said to a customer, please buy our software because we think it's good to automate your businesses, your key business processes. You can choose to manage the security, the availability, the performance, the problems, and the change in that software, or why not let Oracle manage Oracle software?
What are the major impediments to this business model today?
One of the things that we are seeing is as this model continues to move forward and people move more and more to centralized types of computing environments, the stress on the network is increasing. Networking technology is becoming more and more a barrier as we see it. And I think it's quite simple to explain really what the challenge is in front of us on the networking side. The Internet's great from the standpoint of ubiquity, right? You can get to anybody from anywhere. It's great from a cost perspective, but it's not great when you start talking about managing security, performance, availability, problems, and change in that network. On the other hand, you have the private networks, and as I said, we're connected to corporate private networks as well. Unfortunately, not very ubiquitous, unfortunately, relatively high cost because they're building basically a network for every application. But yes, the good news is they've got the management of the key things, the performance, the availability, security of these networks. And I think the challenge is how do you bring the best of both worlds together? And we see that as a key thing that the industry, we're happy to see Juniper taking leadership in this with their InfraNet initiative, that this is where the networking industry has to go.
The kind of changes you're recommending here, what do you think service providers need to be doing to see these implemented?
What I would say from a service provider point of view is you can't look at this as a point-to-point solution. This is about end-to-end. So the service provider really needs to start to think about what does it mean for me to connect a wireless user in Reston, Virginia to a computer located in Spokane, Washington, right? And how do I solve that problem on an end-to-end basis? How do I provide predictable capability, predictable security, predictable performance on an end-to-end basis? And I think to date, I haven't seen the service providers really standing up to that challenge.
And if, in fact, that kind of service were available to you today from a service provider, would you buy that service?
Oh, absolutely, in spades. Once you start talking about electronic mail, file exchange, real-time collaboration, web conferencing, et cetera, it's obvious that the network design, network topology, steps right to the forefront as the big issue. And when we look at most enterprise customers today, the capability to deliver that type of engineered network, we don't see it today. And I think there's a huge gap, and we would love to have the service providers come to the fore and provide that type of service for enterprise customers, as I said, globally.
Thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
And next, we'll hear from Pradeep Sindhu, CTO of Juniper Networks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Pradeep Sindhu, Chief Technology Officer of Juniper Networks. The main issue facing our industry today is that networking infrastructure is too complex, too expensive, and only a small fraction of its potential value is being delivered to end users. A significant part of this problem is that there is a plethora of incompatible technologies, roughly one per application type, that is used to build the network. The internet, on the other hand, which held the promise of consolidation, does not provide the reliability, quality, or the security to support important classes of applications, although it does provide global reach. Juniper's vision for the future of the networking industry is a single networking infrastructure based on the technologies of IP and MPLS that is powerful enough to support any communications application. We call this vision the Infranet. In order for this vision to be realized, we will need new mechanisms that are not present in legacy IP equipment. And we will need two global standards that are part of the Infranet, designed to support high-quality, reliable communications on a packet-switched infrastructure in an interoperable way, the user-to-network interface and the inter-carrier interface. Without these global standards, the Infranet vision cannot be realized. We need your help and active participation in developing these standards. Thank you, and thanks particularly to Tim and Roger for their participation in JNews.
Thanks for joining us on Juniper Networks News. Whether you need to transform your business of networking or transform your company or career, you'll get the news you need on the next edition of JNews.